Proclamation number 0835 of 29th of March, 1939. Divine Love. Anode. Contact. The sea of divine love pours out over all creatures. And whoever believes himself to be lonely does not respect this love, which replaces a thousandfold what he gives away or misses. For God's love includes everything, protection and care and constant accompaniment on all paths. Those who enjoy divine love can never feel lonely, for in the connection with the Lord, which everyone is able to establish himself, the human child is already relieved of loneliness, and to find constant protection and shelter outweighs all earthly happiness, for divine love with its eternal fire outshines all earthly splendor a thousandfold, for a light emanates from this love which is incomparably blissful for the one who stands in this light. The living contact with the divine Lord is like an uninterrupted line to the anode, and the human being remains in constant benefit of divine love as long as he himself keeps in contact. Therefore no human being on earth is so pitiful despite all kinds of tribulations, for he always has the one advantage of being able to provide himself with comfort and help, happiness and joy through the connection with the divine Savior, who in his infinite love takes care of every being, deservedly and undeservedly, yet always giving love in such abundance that the abundance of love could already give the earthly child unlimited bliss on earth if it were consciously received. Yet the human being has no idea of the strength of divine love. He lacks all understanding for the divine creator's comprehensive all-love. He only knows the term love in a temporal sense which, however, is predominantly a desiring love and rarely only a giving love. And so the feeling of happiness is also developed in man far more in the love of possession than in renunciation and giving. But whoever wants to know true love in its deepest happiness must first renounce all love of possessions. Only then can he feel divine love as the most delicious thing his heart can receive. To practice love oneself is the first and last commandment. And the human being redeems himself through love. He becomes free and now feels the delights of love which the Savior himself bestows upon him, which is delicious and unlimited, which contains all the delights of heaven within itself, which is as pure as gold and which enraptures every creature with the brightest rapture, which cannot be replaced anywhere or by anything, which is the highest, the eternal bliss, and yet is available to everyone again who only longs for the Savior's love. Amen.